Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling any.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Stand Up. We're here on the Joe Messina Show. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I want you involved. I want you engaged. It really is the only way we win, people. You have to get involved. You have to get engaged. And once you do that, once you get the information you need, then you can go ahead and jump in with both feet. And I want you to do that. I want you to get involved at that level. Many of you think you have nothing to offer, but you know what? Some of you, you've been in a certain business, a certain arena. You have certain credentials that others don't have. And I know it sounds kind of goofy, but every little bit does help. Truly does help. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly be involved. Truly be engaged. And again, I wonder if things can get even worse for the Dems. Anybody want to guess? Right? I'm just curious. I mean, they've got it pretty bad right now. Bottom of the hour, Stacey Washington is going to join me. You know, Americans, you really have to look closely at what's ailing our country, what's going on. You know, we're trying to judge what's right and wrong, but we don't want to say anything about it. We don't want to push it. You know, society always falls back to their feelings, right? They want to determine what's right by how their heart feels, by what makes them feel good or not feel good. A lot of times your feelings will send you down the wrong direction, will make you do the wrong thing. Well, they don't make you. They coerce you into doing the wrong thing. What do you think? Now, Stacey Washington's got a new book out. Right? And it's going to help you look at the right and wrong of politics and religion. It arms you with your greatest weapon to date, right? The truth. You got to start canceling things. Cancel the. Matter of fact, you Christians, you need to learn the truth behind what you believe, what your Bible says about politics, what your Bible says about this stuff, and then engage. Don't just sit there saying, I'm not going to say anything, because you are. Nobody ever told you not to say anything. Bible doesn't say anywhere not to say anything. Okay, I'll save this for another day. But basically what I'm saying is, you know, bottom line with it is, you need to engage. You need to get involved. You need to do the right thing. Because this truly is, it's becoming ridiculous. Right? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't do anything stupid. Now, some places right now are coming up here in, 2 weeks? Elections are set for smaller local municipalities, mayors, school board members, that kind of thing. And I would say to you, pay attention. Don't be a victim of the last doorknob hanger you got. Don't be a victim of, you know, somebody's uncle's cousin's second aunt decided that Joe seems like a good guy. Let's vote for him. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Okay? What you want to do is you want to make sure you know everything you can about the candidate. Take as much time learning about the candidate as you would about your life insurance policy, your car insurance. Ask questions. Do a little Googling or what have you to find out what that person's been up to. If you don't want to use Google, there's plenty of search engines out there you can go after. Really. But before you start telling your friends you're all, because, you know, they got all the catchphrases. You loved the way they sounded. You loved what they said. You saw them in a meeting. I actually had somebody that I got mad at. You're going to laugh at me, but I got mad at them. Because a woman told me that the only reason she voted for me was she liked my name. Right? And it's not the first time I've heard that. My attitude kind of saying, hey, give me your voter card. That's it. That's not the way to vote. Do they line up with your principles? Not party. Notice I didn't say party. Principles. I want to know. I don't want to know your personal business. I want to know if that person lines up with my principles. I want to know if that person is a clue as a, you know, what the sanctity of life means, what a woman is. All of those are a big deal. All of them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if you heard this, about the Republicans pulling out of the presidential debates. You know, it's always been rigged against us anyhow. When I say that, I don't mean that it's rigged against us or we will lose, if you would. But the Republican National Committee unanimously voted to withdraw from its participation in the presidential debates. Now, those debates are sanctioned by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The organization is definitely biased against the GOP, always has been. All right, think about who's on those committees. Look at who gets chosen, right, to do the debates, to moderate the debates. This is stupid. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go for it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts. experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I know some of you guys are tired of hearing me say it, but you know what? Get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. Make sure you know what's happening. And then that way you can speak against it. Or you can speak to it. And show people where the misinformation is, where the bad thing is, if you would. Right? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, this is great. This is so against everything we were taught growing up. Right? I want you to listen carefully here. Because some of you are going to think it's not a big deal. We want to come together. Joey B wants to unify everybody. The Dems say they want everybody unified. How do you unify people by continually breaking them apart, pulling them apart? It makes absolutely, I don't care, I don't need a college degree to figure this out. It ain't that hard. Dozens of universities are hosting segregated graduation ceremonies based on identities. There's 36 colleges that I'm able to identify and universities that are hosting 2022 graduation events that recognize minorities based on race, gender, or sexual orientation. You hear me? Race, gender, or sexual orientation. Let's break them out. It just doesn't make any sense. Groups who qualify for receiving a special graduation ceremony include Black, Latino, Asian, American Indian, LGBTQ. Can you imagine that? No extra cost to the university, mind you. I'm sure. So you're going to have a Black graduation, a Latino graduation, an Asian graduation, an American Indian graduation, LGBTQ plus graduation, and all others after that, right? No, really. Think about it. So that means if you're a white guy who has an LGBTQ friend or an American Indian friend, you can't go to their graduation or participate. You graduate at the same time. But you guys can't graduate together, even if you're really good friends. Black and Latino, really good friends, you're not going to graduate together. Isn't that the whole idea? You want to see the graduation of your whole class. Isn't that what you all do? California Polytechnical State University, this is funny, has an extensive list of minority-centered graduation ceremonies. The events are held for Native Americans, Jews, Asians, LGBTQ, disabled, Chicanics, Latinx, African Americans, Southwest Asian, Northwest Africans, and on. I'm not reading them all. This is ridiculous. University's website advertises an event titled Monarch Commencement Ceremony, which recognizes and uplifts the accomplishments and successes of undocumented students. Oh, we're going to have a separate one for them? It's called the Monarch Commencement Ceremony. I guess ICE would have a place to go round them all up right there, right? Do they realize that? Do they understand that? I mean, we fought against segregation for years. People died fighting to end segregation. And now we're actively making it happen. Right? The list states that the Black Commencement Ceremony will feature distinguished speakers, special students' awards, live performances, and the traditional wearing of the Kent cloths, stoles hand-woven from Africa to add some vibrancy. I guess, well, to add some color, right? I mean, the gowns aren't that pretty. Yeah. At several celebrations, such as one being held this year at the University of California, Davis, right, the graduates are presented with a kente stole. This is a type of graduation scarf that features a traditional West African pattern. Now, Ohio State University, Columbia University, Harvard University, Illinois State University, University of North Texas, University of Laverne, all are offering race-based ceremonies. The best way to get rid of racism is to make sure that you put it at the forefront of everything you do. That's how you get rid of it. These people are lunatics. Right? Just lunatics. The University of Texas at Austin describes the spring 2022 Black graduation as an annual program that gives graduates a chance to commemorate and challenge they've overcome and memories that they've made throughout their college years with their classmates, friends, family, professors, except if they're white. They're not. They can't graduate with them. Why would I go to your graduation ceremony as you're having one on the same campus that I'm on, that I went to school with you, I sat next to you in class, we built up a friendship, and all of a sudden I can't graduate with you? That doesn't make any sense. Harvard drew a lot of criticism back in 2018 when it decided to hold black graduation for the first time in history. Now, in response to the criticism, the Harvard Crimson editorial board wrote an article that defended the gathering on the grounds that it brings together black students from all parts of the university. Why, you can't do it before? You can't do it with white kids or Asian kids or Native American kids? Why? Because Harvard, according to them, probably true, is historically a white-dominated campus. You cannot foster a sense of support and belonging if you have the white kids and the black kids graduating at the same time. I don't even know where to go with that. I don't think anybody knows where to go with that, right? The editors went on to defend the minority-specific graduation events, writing that identity-focused academic celebrations, such as black convocation, lavender graduation, lavender graduation, Latinx convocation, play a vital role in reinforcing our continuous striving towards making Harvard a place where people from all backgrounds feel welcome, valued, and safe. So in other words, as a white guy, I can't value a black person, apparently. Right? No black person would feel welcomed with me standing there, I'm sure. And what would make them feel safe? You want me to stand there in my underwear? There's a vision for you. So you know I have no guns or bombs or anything else on my body? Charlie Kirk, he called these events racist and a disgrace to all racial progress. He's right. Set this thing back up 100 years. Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after that.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. President Joe Biden delivered a sober assessment of American democracy during a rare primetime address in Philadelphia on Thursday, warning that Donald Trump and his closest political allies are threatening to take the country backward. As I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault, Biden said in front of Independence Hall. After tearing into Republicans for what he calls MAGA extremism and semi-fascism, administration officials say Biden determined the time was right to provide a more serious, sober reckoning on what he regards as growing anti-democratic forces building across the country. Meanwhile, Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy in Scranton earlier Thursday offered a pre-rebuttal to President Biden's Soul of the Nation address.
He has launched an assault on our democracy. His policies have severely wounded America's soul.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
That's horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We're back at it again. Joe Mazzini with you on the Joe Mazzini Show. You know, I've been pounding this away to some of my Christian brothers and sisters that you can be involved in politics. It's not an issue and it's not a problem. But truly, when we get elected, when we, you know, professing Christians, people say they live out their belief and their love for Christ. You don't check that at the door. Many of you go into these positions, school board, water board, city council members, and you think you can no longer speak to your Christianity. It doesn't work that way. Now, I'm not suggesting you jump up on the dais and start, you know, preaching Jesus up there, but you can live out the principles of your Christianity. And, you know, I love the person I'm bringing on right now, Stacey Washington, host of Stacey on the Right, and her new book, Eternally Cancel Proof, A Guide for Courageous Christians Navigating the Political Battlefront. Stacey, appreciate you and appreciate the book and the work that you're doing.
Thank you for having me on, Joe.
Yeah, always a pleasure. All right, so let's start off with this. Give us an 80,000-foot view of the book and what you tackle in the book, and then we'll hit some of the issues.
So the book is about cancellation and how it should not be a concern for us as Christians, because we have our eternity already sealed in Christ, and so that enables us to be able to do magnificent things on this earth because we don't have to worry about that aspect. So we can actually move forward speaking truth, understanding the world through our biblical worldview, and utilizing the tool of politics to manage government, because that's all politics is. It's a tool. It is not a religion. It's not a lifestyle. It's not a way of living. It's just a tool like a ladder or a hammer or a drill. We use politics to manage government, and we use our Christian worldview to help us make the most biblically sound decisions about it.
Yeah, amen. I mean, I agree with you. Going in there, I pray before I get into the meeting. You know, some people say, oh, come on, you're a Christian. You should start the meeting off for prayer. Well, you know, it's not illegal for me, but it's illegal in the state, and why do that? I go ahead and pray before I get there, all right? And again, we need to ask for guidance. We need to have other people up there helping us out with that as well. I love the title. know, eternally cancel proof. And you're right. And now, have you spoken, and I would imagine you have, you've probably spoken to other Christian elected officials at the local levels. I mean, federal and state are a little different, but when you're talking about local level, again, school board, city councils, areas, county supervisors, or what have you, what do you get from them as far as feedback, as living out their Christianity in the seats that they're in?
Well, I think people who are Christians who are serving as public servants are they're there to do a job. So there's two kinds of politicians: those who are there to enrich themselves and to seek power, and then the others who are there to serve. And so a true act of servanthood is getting elected and going in and trying to solve a problem or execute on a mission that taxpayers and voters have sent you there for. And so I see a lot of either or. I don't see much in between in the way of people saying, well, I want to be rich and famous, but I also am here to do a job. It's usually they're power seeking only, or they're there to be a public servant and to actually maintain and uphold the Constitution.
Well, you know, you mentioned it, that Republicans are very much, especially our Republican leaders there, you know, thank God this, bless God that, it's all about God. But really, truly, from my point of view, from what I see them doing, they're very weak in their leadership and depending on Christian principles to do their job. And it's very infuriating. It's infuriating for guys like me that help some of these people get in the office, that work with them, and I'm a Christian, if you would, legislator myself. Why is the Republican Party so weak? Why are Republican Christians, do you think, so weak in their faith and their principles when they get there?
So the issue that they have is, first of all, they're ashamed and they don't have a true biblical worldview. Because if you have a biblical worldview, you understand that there's nothing to be ashamed about in being a Christian. It's your right as an American citizen to practice whatever faith tradition you feel is best for you. And so for us as Christians, we have no less right to practice Christianity as any person is practicing the faith of Islam or Judaism or anything else. But with the Republicans, they like to assume the mantle of being a person of faith by using buzzwords and speaking in a certain manner during the campaign. And then when they get to Washington, D.C., their true colors appear, and that is that they're there for power. They're there for insider trading. They're there for any host of reasons, just to get out of their home state, to have the ability to have a huge staff and to have homes, you know, in Washington, D.C., and then in their home district. There's a lot of reasons why people run for political office, but godly men go because they have a mission to accomplish, and they're empowered by God, and they understand that because they have the mind of Christ. And so they're absolutely certain that the reason they're there is for a purpose. And that is the difference between the godly men that have really a huge impact, like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, and then contrast that with the Mitt Romneys, the Liz Cheneys, the Lisa Murkowskis. There's a huge difference in the way they behave.
Oh, agreed. And I see it. You know, my push for the last year or two has been, look, to a degree, forget about the federal level stuff. Deal with the local stuff. Let's get Christian conservatives who truly believe and love God into these seats, school boards and city councils and what have you, because major decisions are made. You know, my little town is 300,000 people, grown since I've been here from about 170. And we've seen our school boards go from solid, conservative, mostly Christians on these school boards to my board is now 4-1. I've got, you know, 4 progressives, 4 more liberal people, and I'm the only one on there speaking against some of these issues. So when we're quiet, when we don't push our principles, when we don't line up our principles or our voting with God's law, it empowers the left big time, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. So the speaking of truth is not reserved to those who we feel are strong or have great voices. The speaking of truth is a duty for all of us, whether it's in our own homes or in our small communities, small groups, PTA, PTO, and also for people who are elected, whether it's a school board, which actually school boards have a lot of power. They control your local tax rate. They determine what kind of curriculum your children will absorb. There's actually a lot of power on school boards. And then in your municipal elections where you have your mayor or your town council, county council, those also set tax rates and determine what you can do during lockdowns. Like the pandemic showed us just how much power is wielded at the local level and how important it is to have godly leadership there so that you're not having your rights infringed upon because of something like a pandemic, like a policy surrounding that, et cetera.
Oh, no, you're so right. They do have a lot of power. What I constantly have to tell people and people of faith as well is, look, I'm one of five votes, which is the same for every one of our school boards in the area. And that's why it's so important for you to pay attention to what's going on, who's running for office. You know, one of my irritants, and you and I haven't discussed it, but one of my irritants is when people say, it doesn't matter if I vote, it doesn't matter who I vote for, God's will always gets done. I go, come on, really? The Bible specifically tells us to go seek out godly people, people who love God, who love God's word, for office. You can't, like we have at the presidency level, you can't vote for a guy that believes in abortion, that doesn't believe in God first, and expect the things of God to get done, right?
Well, so people do have a tendency to say, as they're practicing Christianity, they're serving in church, they're discharging a lot of really excellent acts of obedience. But they want to kind of say, well, politics is too disgusting, too nasty. I just don't want to be involved in that. So I'm going to leave that alone because God's sovereignty will continue to, like, whatever he wants to happen will happen. Well, that ignores all the times in the Bible where God tasks a person with doing something. And when that person was obedient, God actually blessed and he resolved problems. He set the captives free, removed demons from people. It's all kinds of examples in the Bible of God using people to execute his will on the earth. And that's what we are as Christians. We're the hands and feet of Christ. And wherever we're silent, those are areas in which the enemy will run rampant and you'll see evil proliferate. So public schools, universities, now private schools, government, these are all areas in which Christians have pulled back. The area of Hollywood, culture, and entertainment, and every area we've pulled back in and we're no longer present and contributing, those areas are all now full of hell and degradation and really the worst kinds of things. And the victims of all of this are our children. So we have to participate.
Oh, it's totally agreed. We got to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Heat up your drink. Cool down your drink, whatever it takes. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Yeah, I love having... loved interviewing her. We've got another segment coming up with her on it, too. For you people of religious persuasion, you got to live out what you believe. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of
of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, it's crazy. Joe Mattini, your host, this is the Joe Mattini Show. Don't go far.
Right. Matter of fact, don't go anywhere. If you're in the chair and you forgot to heat up your coffee, too bad, you lose. Stacey Washington is with me. Don't go. I want you to hear what she has to say. You can't miss this. Seriously. We're back at it again. Always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. And I want you to get informed. Many of you go out there and you start talking about your rights and what you want to do and what you think elected officials ought to do. But know what your rights are first. Get a clue as to what you have a right to ask for, what you're entitled to by the law, and that's what you need to push for. So get informed first. And the way you get informed, you know, again, we have elections coming up, school boards, water boards, city councils, state assemblies, state senates. You need to be involved and understand who you're voting for. Just because they claim to be a Christian or just because they have an R in front of their name doesn't mean they're the best person for the job. I've asked Stacey Washington, host of Stacey on the Right, to join me in her new book, Eternally Cancel Proof, a guide for courageous Christians navigating the political battlefront. Stacey, I got to have a little fun with you. How many courageous Christians do you really know in the group of your Christian, your whole Christian world around you? People that really, when it gets tough, they're willing to live out their Christianity. Just curious.
I would say maybe I have a higher than average number of those people in my life just because of what I do for a living, and iron sharpens iron. So I would say I have dozens of people who are actually living their Christianity out in public, very strongly advocating for the truth and standing up to cancellation and people trying to bully them out of their viewpoint. So, you know, it's not unusual. I think friends that I have across the country also have these people in their lives, and people like that tend to group together in clumps, in my experience. So I have dozens of people like that, and they're the ones who actually strengthen me and encourage me to continue on in what I'm doing, and I do the same for them.
Yeah, amen. God, you know, when I look at some of the people through the years that have worked with me and worked to make things happen in my community, a lot of those what they refer to themselves as religious people, Christians, they back away when the heat comes up. They back away when they feel like they're making people feel bad because people want to run on emotion. They want to run on feelings. I don't want anybody feeling bad about themselves because I'm a Christian and they know I don't believe in transgenderism or I don't believe in certain things. And that's what a lot of Christians have done today, is they've backed off to the worldview, if you would, of what being nice is and what treating people nicely. But we're not called to do that, are we, really?
No, we're not. And so in the book, I also talk about how to go over these political issues with your kids, how to kind of indoctrinate them. I use the term in its positive sense, to indoctrinate your kids on how to deal with the things that are coming at them no matter what. Like, children are going to face woke culture. They're going to face assaults on their faith and their worldview. And so in order for us to equip them to be ready to handle that, we have to teach them the truth, and we have to help them understand that our viewpoint is actually the minority. If you have a biblical worldview, you're in a distinct minority of a minority. And so instead of expecting people to understand where you're coming from, you come out of the gate expecting them not to understand, and then utilizing your faith and your courage that you get from Christ, from knowing him, to speak the truth anyway and to stand up and to kind of normalize it so that other people who might be sitting by silently agreeing with you are then empowered to speak up as well. I compare the party platforms in the book, and I give each of the items that I compare in both platforms, I give the biblical worldview for those. So you don't have to be kind of on the fence or wondering. I mean, on the obvious things like abortion, we all know abortion is unbiblical. But there are some other things that have really been sold as being something that Christians should agree with, like socialism. I cover that in the book, and I break it down to the tenets of socialism, and I tell you why it's unbiblical, giving you this specific chapter and verse. And then in chapter 9, I talk about the fact that most of us will experience cancellation of some sort, whether it's being canceled by friends or a group of cohorts that we spend time with, to very public cancellations that were humiliating and embarrassing that I endured because of what I do for a living and because of viewpoint discrimination in one case. So these are things that we should expect to happen, and we should be equipped to deal with them. And the book goes through not just the political issue itself, but what God's word says. And even for people who are not Christians, you can still look upon my book and learn from it from the perspective of being in a society where our country was founded on the Judeo-Christian at ethos. It's what the founders used to create our form of government. It comes straight out of Exodus 18. So we know that in the big scheme of things and in the tiniest of things, our Constitution was created by men who, they not only read the Bible, they knew it, and they believed it. Most of them, like I think it's all but one, were. So they believed in God and were definitely an understanding. They had a deep understanding of the scriptures. So we have an opportunity to use the experiment that we've been given and to actually understand it for ourselves and to use the tool of politics to actually make a difference in the lives of not just our own loved ones and family and people that are in our circle, but in the lives of Americans across this country and those who want to be Americans, because we're the number one immigration destination on the planet. And that's because we have the longest running constitution in the history of nations. We have peaceful transfers of power, and we have a populace that we're all Americans, regardless of our skin tone or our ethnic background or our country of origin. Once we swear allegiance to the flag and we become citizens, we're all Americans instantly. It's not a matter of being a specific ethnic group, as it is if you're German or if you're French or if you're British. So it's something special. We need to maintain it, and the way to do that is to get my book and be informed.
Yes, yeah, and we'll put up a link to the book on the show notes and what have you. You know, it's funny. I've been teaching. I know you've been on the Vicarage Channel with Rick Green, and I became one of the constitutional coaches there years ago. And I've been teaching the biblical citizenship class on weekends, and I'm amazed at how many of our brothers and sisters of Christ don't know how we started, don't know what our founding fathers had in mind, don't know that we truly, Christian principles are what we've been based on, and they've been browbeaten to believing that you have to have a separation of church and state. You can't bring those things in. Seriously. So we use the Bible as a basis for stepping out every day. In the last 2 minutes you have, speak to some of the Christians listening to the show right now and tell them what they should be doing.
Well, I don't want to be a person who's like saying, well, you have to do this, you have to do that. But I do think we should all be looking around for a way that we can participate in our process, because politics is not a religion. Politics can't save us, but we can certainly use the tool of politics to manage government. And one of the things I think we could most use is election judges and people who are willing to take the 4-hour training class. Because of COVID now, most of those are online, so you can take it from the comfort of your home. And then you are an election judge on election day or a poll watcher. And these are roles that the Republicans, so they have equal number of Democrat and Republican poll judges or election judges. And usually the Republican vacancies are outnumbered the Democrats. Like, the Democrats always have a full slate of people to work, and the Republicans do not. And so it's one day out of this year, it might be 3 days, because, you have your primaries. We just had school board elections, and then you have the general in November for midterms. But on a normal year, there are usually only two. There's school boards in April, and then down in the latter part of the year, you'll have a general election for Congress, or obviously 2024, that'll be our big presidential election.
Yep.
So we need to participate. You can't execute on voter fraud. You can't pull shenanigans if people are engaged and informed and participating. So I just suggest that everyone find a place in which they can assist in their role. The highest office of the land is citizen. And so as a citizen of this great country, you want to participate in the process and have a say, take part in making sure that things go well in America.
Yeah, God gave us the ability to govern ourselves. He gave us the ability to choose our leaders, and that's a gift, and I think we should treat that gift with great respect. So you have to do your homework. You have to find out what's going on. Your book, Eternally Cancel Proof, a guide for courageous Christians navigating the political battlefront. And, Stacey, thank you so much for doing the book. Thank you for coming on the show, and keep up the good work, seriously.
Thank you so much, Joe. Great to be here. Go to Amazon.com or StaceyOnTheRight.com to buy the book.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Joe.
All right, thank you. We'll catch you later. These are the people we should be supporting. Stacey on the Right, go to Amazon. Buy the book. Get a copy of it. E-copy, whatever copy, paperback copy, doesn't matter. And you know what? If you have a Christian friend, buy one for him or her. It's about time we step out of the shadows. We have been hiding in the shadows forever. There's no reason for it. You don't have to pound your belief system into somebody, but you sure as heck better be able to speak to it. I don't want to say defend it, because you don't have to defend anything Jesus did, but be able to defend why you believe it. It always drove me nuts in the early days of the show. I always say to people, why are you a Republican? Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Klein to state? Why are you a Jew, a Muslim, a Christian? Why? Give me a reason. Sell me on it. You should be able to sell your religious belief like you sell a great movie, well, if they're already left, but or a great restaurant or what have you. Amazing how excited people get and what they can say about a restaurant they want you to go try. But when it comes to religion, they clam up. It's just amazing. God bless people. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head up to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can make donations there. You know, the social platforms have made it possible for us to collect money there. Or you can go to mypillow.com, mypillow.com on the way out. Promo code Joe. You'll save a boatload of money. I'll make a few bucks, and Mike gets to keep people working in this country. Hey, have a great rest of the night. Don't be stupid. God bless.